Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Enjoy. We certainly enjoyed sitting down and talking with the new Mary Poppins, Emily Blunt.
There had to be a point where you go, this could be dangerous.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I think that's the excitement. You know, I think to try and approach her as fearlessly as possible was always my intention, and to try and approach her as I would any other character, really, and allow the iconic title to become sort of like white noise. And Rob Marshall, I will credit him with maintaining a sort of intimacy and collaboration on this that was just sort of undercut the gasps of people, you know, the fact that I was taking this on.
And yeah.
So he's just so emboldening, and he's so elegant and generous. He kind of makes you feel like you can do anything, yeah, even play Mary Poppins.
How did it feel when you met Dick Van Dyke, and, you know, sort of this iconic nature of this whole thing was standing right in front of you?
Well, he is just such a rare bird. I mean, you just sort of stare at him and just want to be around him and breathe the same air as him.
Yeah.
And we'd sat around like children at his feet, like wanting him to tell us about the original. I mean, he was just so charismatic and such a joy and so full of life. You know, yeah, it's almost like he had to play older in the film because he is so youthful,
right,
and he's just magic.
It's
instantly
amazing, yeah.
Instantly magic.
There's been so much talk about Julie Andrews stepping,
yeah,
away from this in order,
yeah,
to give you the spotlight and all this, which I think is, you know, great. Has there been any contact? Have you talked with her?
I would love to talk to her. I know she's seeing the film in the next few days, so I can't wait to speak to her afterwards, and I hope she likes it, you know.
Yeah. What was the most difficult part of all of this for you? Because it's a pretty different role than we've seen Emily Blunt in before.
Probably the dancing, I would say.
You're still gasping.
I would say the dancing was the most daunting prospect, but I loved it once we were doing it. It was just, at first I was like, oh my God, like these are some big show-stopping musical Hollywood numbers. So I would say that was the most daunting thing.
Talk to me a little bit about working with the kids,
yeah,
in the movie as well.
Well, they're amazing,
yeah,
in the film. And I think Rob was very smart not to cast sort of like Hollywood kids. I mean, they look like normal kids. They are such individuals, and they were very special to be around. I absolutely adored being with them. They're just fabulous kids.
Yeah. What do you make of Meryl Streep constantly following you around in movies like this? It'd get a little stalkery,
isn't it? I know, it's like,
it?
Space
Come
at some
on,
point.
Okay,
I know
you've won all these Oscars, but
I know.
Leave me alone.
I know, she's sort of quite clingy recently. I would want to be joined at the hip with Meryl for every project.
Yeah.
So she's just raw, crazy, spooky talent and a brilliant person, an amazing person.
Yeah. I read John, your husband John's,
yeah,
reaction to seeing this movie, that he was openly sobbing.
Oh, yeah.
During the movie. Are you surprised at that? I mean,
Not really.
Is he a crier, like emotional that way?
Yeah, but I love that.
Yeah.
I think I didn't quite expect the amount of tears. I thought he would find parts of it moving, but it struck a chord in him of which he couldn't quite put into words, you know.
That a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a
some people are